recently it was the other case, which we won temporarily. It was the birthplace of the house where Jaroslav Hašek, the famous writer of Soldier Schweik, was born. And this house is rather nice and very good architecture, classicism town. The house with the inner yard and balconies, not very much spoiled. And of course it's the place where this famous writer was born. So this is twice so important to preserve this house. And the owner asked for permission to destroy the house because they wanted to build some new passages and some new house. Of course they wanted to have the bigger house than the previous. And they got some professional static report on it, that the house is in a very bad state and is going to collapse and it's not possible. So they have to move the tenants from the house and put scaffolding supporting the balconies. The flats are connected by balconies. And we found that all was false. That the scaffolding was not supporting the balconies, but it was hanging on the balcony. So it was worse than if the scaffolding was not there. So it was a press conference. Some writers came also, and it was a real discussion. The result was sent to magistrate, asking not to do permission for destroying of the house, and the house is still standing.
So does the magistrate, or the town hall, or other institutions regard the Club for Old Prague as an equal partner, or do those bodies see the club as a rival?
It's mixed. You know, sometimes they use us as a partner, because sometimes they are afraid to say straight no. So then they ask us for our meaning, and of course it's very difficult to get plans or the information, because the information exists only between the office and the developer and an architect who's doing it. And after our law, people from the street, they can't have any contact with it. They know only what they read in newspapers, but we want to know more, because we have to do some criticism which will be based on the knowledge, not on the principles only, but we have to speak to the matter. So sometimes they use us, and sometimes they write in newspapers, they accuse us to be conservatives. But we think that the conservative meaning is very modern now. When you look at Europe, comparable towns were destroyed during the war, and also they were destroyed after the war with this second Blitz. And Prague is the only which still has got the materia of the history. So we think that it's very modern to preserve Prague, and we think that opposite the people who wanted to have more money from having bigger houses and more effective schemes, that those are not modern, those are conservatives, because they depend on their money, on their profits, and they do not have any regard to beauties of